This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Jonah Ray Dio can't.
New year.
So this is the new year.
This is the new year.
And something any different.
Yep.
This is
that's a song, right?
This is the first episode of Jonah Radio's Sober January.
Sober January.
Woo! Join in. Yes. It's been 5 days, and it feels like 50 days. It feels like so long. I'm Jonah. This is Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he's out partying and having fun with his life. Our producer is Cash Hartzell. Cash, how are you feeling about Sober January?
This is the sound of my voice.
Are you doing it too?
No.
Thank God.
I thought you were, because when we went and saw a movie the other night, like it was like at night, and we saw a movie and then went home afterwards, and you were like, this is a really good idea, guys. And I took that as, yeah, it took up some time at night.
No, that's what I'm out of work right now, and I'm just... I know every hour of the day by name. I'm so bored.
Well,
so bored.
Larry of 5 o'clock, welcome. And Neil Mahoney on the Neil Mahoney's is here. Neil's diving into Sober January.
I am.
You're doing
Nailed
it too?
It.
Yep.
Nice. Nailed it.
That it?
What?
I want to separate you from the board.
Like, as individuals?
I think I'm missing out on a good co-host and a good soundboard guy.
Wow.
By having you guys...
Having you do both.
I like being a co-host.
Would you rather just talk and be involved instead of doing like a half-ass job?
Are you freaking out?
I'm not freaking out right now. And by the way, everybody, Sober January only applies to the calorie giver that is booze. Adam is on assignment. He'll be back in a sec. He's getting poison for these assholes that don't know how to live their lives and deal with their problems. But our guests tonight.
Taste your emotions, everybody.
For the first Jonah Radio of the new year, as far as recording goes, is Ed Salazar.
Hello, yeah. Sound of my voice.
Ed Salazar. And, of course, this is a first-timer on the show. This is a dear old friend of ours who's been around for a long time. He is the director of Key and Peele, one of the best sketch comedy shows to happen on television for quite a while, in no small part due to Peter Atencio.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter Atencio, everybody.
Thank you.
Director of Night of the Dog, one of the directors of
Night of the Dog.
And a director of the movie that was next to the movie I watched on Netflix last
night. Ridge.
The Ridge.
He also directed a movie called The Rig that is available on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Which is a... now, a lot of people will see your directing style on the hit comedy show Key and Peele, and they might be confused to think that you also directed a thriller, a sci-fi, a nautical thriller.
Not a chuckle to be found.
Are you sure about that?
Well, quality-based chuckles abound.
Yeah.
Other than that. It's a shitty sci-fi horror movie.
But you love those.
I love. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I love it's, but it's in this gray area where it's not so shitty that it's like fun shitty, and it's not good enough to be like, wow, that's a really good cheap shitty movie. It's just like
it's in this middle area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That occupied 86 minutes.
Yeah. Kind of the. Well, that was a movie.
Yeah. It had a start and a finish, and names were on the screen.
Yeah.
I remember
William Forsythe.
Adam is back real quick. Adam, say something into the microphone.
Hello.
A wealth of just
wow
charm.
I was in Chicago shooting something for Funny or Die when that oil thing in the Gulf blew up, and it was just like
the oil rig.
Yeah, the trillions of gallons of oil that were pouring into
into the Gulf of Mexico,
Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah. That's what it was called.
I thought that was just a plot line on Newsroom.
but when that happened, I was in the hotel room in Chicago with all these Funny or Die guys, and I went, oh my God, Peter's going to sell that fucking movie.
Yeah.
I know a guy who worked on that rig when it was...
On the Deepwater Horizon rig?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a diver. Go down to the bottom and work on the ship.
Look for jewels?
Yes. Yeah.
Did he find any monsters?
No.
That new kung fu? No, your monster was a fucking kick-ass monster.
It was good. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good. It was,
No,
I'm fine. No. I mean, that movie. I made that movie 6 years ago.
Was it 6 years ago?
Wow. 6 years ago.
I auditioned for that movie.
Yeah, that's right. You did.
I auditioned.
Right. Oh, that's right. I really wanted you to be in that movie.
Yeah. But you got a young black actor.
True.
Which
Marcus
is
Polk.
Marcus Polk. He was great. He was actually really good.
He actually was really good.
Yeah. Watching him in the movie, I was like...
Actually, despite being black.
Despite it not being me.
Oh, okay.
A white man. Oh, God. We're going to get that Stitcher Award if it kills us.
Yay, Stitcher.
Yes. We are up for, if you want to support the show, go to Stitcher.com and vote for us. And we are up in the category of music commentary, which is a laughable offense.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
We've commented on some songs.
Yeah, exactly. What was that? That was the comment. What was that one? Adam.
Where's your friend?
Write it down. But you've also you've made some music videos. Bringing it back into music side, you made a music video for Nick Thune.
Yeah.
From his album Thick Noon, which I fucking mwah. For a name of an album,
beautiful album title.
Yeah,
beautiful man.
Yes,
he was so good
in Walter Mitty. Did you see him as the asshole boss?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a joke because Adam Scott looks exactly like him with a beard. Yeah. The bearded twosie of them. Yeah, did you see Paul Bonanno in Inside Llewyn Davis? Ooh, mwah.
Inside.
He was every little character inside. In that
little inside.
Nick Thune is awesome. I love him.
Yeah.
But we did a video for a song called Iron Man.
That's right. And your dad's in it.
My dad is in it. My dad rides a bike.
I'm not your dad. Your dad's a nice dude.
My dad is a nice dude.
Your dad's a jeweler.
He is. I'm not speaking to my dad right now.
Oh no! What happened? What happened over the? Is that why you went? Is that why you didn't go home for Christmas, the holidays?
It contributed. Yeah, it was part of it.
That was part of the situation.
Yeah.
Do you want to reach out over the podcast? We can have him on next week.
Does he listen? Yeah. He actually is a big Stitcher.
You know what? Caller, go ahead.
Yes. Jules.
Wait, you think he's an old villain?
Yeah, he's not a.
Who's the old blind cartoon?
He's really upset you didn't go into the family.
Mr. Magoo.
Yes.
He has the map to a mine. Is that what's going on?
Just a background on Peter Atencio. We both worked at the Arclight Movie Theater in Hollywood.
At different times.
Because
I had been fired already.
Yes.
I got fired after 10 months.
And I had I had started working there and kind of made friends with a couple of the people there and then went to... I should try and find that song to play from Well Digger's Banquet. But I went to go see one of the guys that I worked with, Ben Riddell. Yep. And I went to go see his band play, that's when I met. That he was in Freeler's Guide.
Yeah. I saw his band weirdly at Tex one night.
I was with you.
Do you mean?
Oh yeah. Tay? Yeah. Tay. Tay.
No, it's Tex. It says it on the menu.
Little Inside.
Fuck.
French restaurant.
But. So I went, and then I met you, and I met another...
Do you remember where we were?
We were at Genghis Cohen.
That's right.
The stir-fry...
Near my marital home.
What?
That was near my marital home.
It was.
We filmed the scene.
Don't edit
Riddell
that out.
Let's marital
that.
Home.
I'm sober.
Oh, that's right. Why would you have to edit that out anyway?
I don't know.
Because he said marital home. It's no secret that Neil failed his first marriage.
Do you edit the show according to the code from the studios in the 1940s?
The Breeding Code.
One time we had someone that was pregnant on it. Oh, boy.
On a site.
A bunch of a lady
I don't
going, well,
talk.
Well, since I'm
with child,
I think that.
Everyone has to keep at least 1 foot on the ground at all times. That's a rule. That's one of the rules. That's one of the rules. Like
Sitting on a bed.
If two people are in a bedroom, one of them has to keep a foot on the ground.
Yeah,
like
you can't fuck with a foot on the ground.
They can't have like their feet off the ground. Wait, all 4 feet.
No, they reference that in Barton Fink.
Oh really?
Yeah, like they're in the like they clearly are about to have sex, but like the feet, they both have feet on the camera goes. Yeah.
That's usually how I have sex. I got to make sure one of us has a foot on the ground.
Usually have sex, Adam. You can't say those words. Don't back up. You gotta punch back.
Gotta go at
him. See, when you just retreat back, people just hear like nothing, and then they think I'm like a worse dick than I am.
Sorry. Fuck you, Jonah.
That's right.
There we go.
That's my big brother coming into his own. Nice jacket. I have the same one.
The audience noticed that on the podcast, the jacket that he was wearing.
Yeah.
The jacket is brown and has
leather. It's fine.
Sorry, everyone, about all the air horns last week. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, shit. Sorry, not sorry.
Nailed it.
That's that soundboard, though. Right, they say that too. And then, so we met, and then we became friends. And then I got a bunch of free money from Papa.
Papa, John's?
Papa Turner.
Papa Turner.
Yeah. Papa. Oh yeah. Ted. Papa Ted.
Papa Ted.
Father Ted.
Yeah. And because of the Super Deluxe.
Yeah, that was
gold,
like,
the Super Deluxe Gold Rush.
That was like that was like a comedy Gold Rush.
It was.
Everyone got
everyone else except for us.
Well, yeah.
It bought a lot of Kias. It bought a lot of Kias.
Yeah.
A lot of Fits.
A lot of first and last months on a slightly better one bedroom apartment.
Yeah. A lot of Scion A's.
That's exactly what Eric Appel bought.
I was just trying to think, what was that box car? That boxy car that looked like a bread truck.
And so I pitched an idea, and then Neil was there as well.
The triumvirate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm in a few different things in the background.
Yes, you are in a couple
of the
party scenes.
You're one of the Freeloader's Guide
players.
Freeloader players.
And, Peter directed and edited and did the effects. And
blew the deadlines. I was the official deadline blower.
Yeah, you were doing more work than any of us.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, no. But it was fun. It was a fun.
It was a lot of work to sit on a stoop and wait for him to come home. Hey, man.
All right. I forgot you guys did that.
Well, I remember just like the, it's like Neil would be like, we got a deadline coming up and I can't get a hold of Peter. And I was like, I'm heartbroken right now. I don't care about this. I got more important things to do.
I reject your characterization of me.
What are you talking of? Were you paying attention to the bit?
You had girlfriend problems, whatever. But that like exasperated, like your hands were...
You do that with your hands when you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really very effeminate with your hands.
I didn't say effeminate. I'm just not very animated.
Yeah, you are. It's a
Neil. True. He's got you there.
He's not animated.
He internalizes his animation. That's why he goes. Oh,
I know, and that's why my asshole looks like a garbage.
He shits curly. He shits curls.
Yeah. Curly fries.
Curly fries.
Green.
On shitting out curly fries. Let's take a break with the song. We are going to play the submitted song. It is called "More Than a Man," and from the band Aging Punks. It's a bunch of guys. From Philadelphia that are all dads and decided to start a pop-punk band.
Did they request a segue from a shit story?
I believe if you submit to Jonah Radio, in essence, you are asking for it.
De facto.
Right, this is More Than a Man by Aging Punk. Or sorry, by Science Club from the EP Aging Punks. When you showed up, we can give you some weed. And you're like,
edibles sometimes make me sleepy.
What is this?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, sometimes.
So smoking pot.
Well, I smoke sativa, which makes me much more creative. And
what is it called? The pretentious strand of weed? I can't remember what the...
Sorry that I care about something I spend money on. I'm not just shoving any
consumer
old
reporter
gutter weed that I find into
Bruce
my lungs.
Gutter weed?
No, it's okay. So anyway, Keith Richards, what's this sativa you smoked before you get over here?
I'm going to live to be 900 years old. And then you'll see.
Just like Bob
Marley.
No,
I'm going to die when I'm 45. Easily.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's out of the range
of
our pool.
That's a salty banana.
But,
what? It's a salty banana.
Yeah. It's a new thing we're trying to get going.
It's really catching on.
Ooh, that's a salty banana. Hey, you asked the three overweight dudes that look exactly like me that listen to this podcast, and they'll tell you it's their favorite thing to say.
They won't say anything. They'll just look at the ground in shame. They're not...
Sound like a couple of salty bananas to me.
No. What they are is Jonah rapists. What they have is salty bananas. Oh, this is great.
Hey, you know what we haven't heard in a long time?
Do you have like a soundboard app?
Yeah.
Nice. We got to put some more. Like that guy, Bill Tackett, sent us so much great stuff.
Oh, we haven't put that in.
We haven't. We got to. Like,
6 months ago.
Can you manually add stuff to it?
Yeah. Not, but, no, you have to
like, go through iTunes. It's kind of a hassle.
You have to put the stuff on iTunes, make it into a playlist, load that playlist onto the iPad, and then go into the iPad and one by one pull them out of that playlist.
It doesn't sound that complicated.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. We put in magic. At least an hour and a half
customizable
of this every
soundboard.
2 weeks.
You know, you had to do for the in the old days. You had to rewind a tape, a magnetic tape. You had to
carts
push a button on that tape, play a sound. It's probably easier actually. So.
Yeah. I remember when I was working at the Soup, they would always tell stories about how they used to have to watch and take clips from all these shows. It was just like they had a staff of like 5 people full time, just in charge of tapes and going from all to all the writers and producers, and then their clip meetings. When everyone had their tapes, they would have to give the codes to a kid. The kid would take it into a bay and take all the clips and then put it onto a tape and then bring it in. It sounds. How did TV get made?
That sounds like a nightmarish, like Brazil type dystopia. Clips are currency. It's like you got to transfer clips.
I just had to deal with a really Brazilian. I mentioned it to the lady from the IRS on the phone, where I got.
I'm sure she really appreciated.
Yeah, big Terry fans over there. At the Federal Reserve.
Most self-aware government employee that's ever existed.
Sir, did you say Brazil? Oh, I see you're from Silver Lake. Yeah, don't think you're the first. All right, Williamsburg. What we got here is you. No, the.
I'm trying to place what the specific person that you're.
Don't. It's racist if you do.
I felt like you were trying to keep it kind of ethnically ambiguous.
I was
like a McDonald's ad where it's like you don't know what color they are.
I think she's Dominican.
Not white.
Yeah.
Strictly not white.
Yeah, not white.
Sprinkle.
But I was explaining. It's like they. I paid the IRS last year, and then they gave me the money back, saying that it was a wrong assessment, and this is, we messed up. Here's your money. And now I just got a letter saying, oh, we were wrong that time. The money was supposed to be gone.
What?
Yeah. And so
there's no take.
No backsies.
Yeah. That's please. We'll, you can send us back this much because of, they're incurring the,
hey,
Ed, you're right there.
Yeah, Ed.
Engage.
Come on, you're supposed to be on dog patrol. Don't you know that instinctively?
Okay, cool.
Jonah's dog is like a.
That explains what the.
I had no idea
was
that's
for.
Important to the dog.
What? Food?
She has a disease.
What's the disease?
It's Cushing's disease. See?
I have that too. Probably.
It's a pituitary condition where she thinks she's hungry all the time.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Cushing's
disease, huh?
Oh, you know what we forgot to do? Warby Parker ad.
We'll
drop it in later?
Yeah.
All right.
We can't do it mid-show? That'd be fun.
I have Warby Parker.
Are we allowed
right
to?
Now.
Oh, are you? You're
wearing Warby Parker.
Oh,
are you now?
I'm not just a customer. I'm also a member.
That's crazy because, you know, we have Warby Parker as a sponsor on the show.
Really?
Yay!
What is Warby?
Adam, get your head in the game. Oh, you're writing down a list of what to get at the store? just to let you guys know, Warby Parker is the new way to get boutique quality, classically crafted eyewear at a revolutionary price point. Port of call, New Orleans. You can never have too many pairs of glasses. Take it from me, Jonah Ray, and Peter Atencio, our guest, who's wearing Warby Parker's right now.
It's true.
What was your experience like, Peter? How'd you do it?
I actually
went through their home try-on program and had great success. You probably ordered like 5 pairs from the website warbyparker.com and had them sent right to your door where you got to try all the different frames on, right?
Pretty much, yeah. That's close enough.
Yeah, so, you know, who doesn't want a box of fancy, inexpensive frames shipped to their place to try them for free? And there's no obligation to purchase. You could just try them on, take a bunch of grams, and then send them back out.
You know, I did gram all my choices.
Did you really?
I grammed them.
Hey, everyone, like the one you like the most.
Yeah, it was. I left it up to crowdsourcing. I crowdsourced it.
And
yeah.
That crowd decided on those.
So, you know, sometimes crowds aren't completely.
Yeah, the crowd was.
Hey, the crowd wanted Jesus killed.
It was like a lifeline situation.
Crowds are always right.
You guys ever watch Warby Parker?
Support the show by ordering your glasses online today at www.warbyparker.com. Use the promo code Jonah during checkout to get your order within 3 business days. Don't forget, that's warbyparker.com, and use the promo code Jonah after your home try-on and when you're submitting your final order. Thanks for supporting the show.
Yay, Warby Parker!
All right, so these guys, XZX, sent me their demo tape. Sometimes we'll get music that makes me feel old. It's like my brain has a hard time getting around it, where your first reaction is like, this is noise! And this is one of those things. This is like the music they play when it's this guy's a really crazy DJ, and then it's just like, blah, blah. Who would listen to that?
Yeah, this feels like Law and Order SVU.
They go to the punk.
They
go to the
sex. Like their version of Skrillex would play this.
Yeah, it's like the sex dungeon, and he's walking in, and all of a sudden it goes like blinking red lights and shit.
Like a lookalike rape, and he plays this music while he rapes her. And it's on at 9:30 at night.
These are the
how does the dad that spent money on guitar lessons feel on hearing this?
Really, that didn't happen.
No.
There's no dad.
Yeah.
There's no dad in the picture.
I thought you meant there's no guitar lessons.
No dad.
My thought was that you were saying they didn't take guitar lessons.
No, there's no dad in the picture.
There's no dad.
These fellows were orphans.
These are my favorite things, that the tags on people have to tag their songs now. It's electronic, metal, drop, doom, death, evil, giallo, dream, techno, thrash, grind, funk, psy, soul, electro house.
I felt
psy like PSY, like the Korean?
The Korean dude?
That whole song is Gangnam Style, dude. You've never heard that? It's just a rip off of it.
Chopped and shredded.
Yeah,
it's real.
Have you seen that Game of Style, guys? That thing is great.
I did see a trailer for an animated movie where the whole trailer was references to Gangnam Style.
Really?
And it this was like a week ago, and it was like,
I think I saw that too.
Do you really think they were starting to animate the movie? They're like, guys, if we're going to make this decision, we got to make this now.
Don't animate. If you're going to do animation, which takes months and months, don't try to include topical jokes.
Yet they do all the time.
Tell it to Shrek, Shrek 2, and the other one.
Yeah, but that was in a time before the internet where things actually took time to kind of run their course.
That's
now
true,
everything's so instantaneous.
That's what drives me nuts about Judd Apatow movies. Judd Apatow movies, they're always such current references that work for the theatrical release. And then if you want to go back and look at it later, you're like, why are they talking about Spider-Man? Tobey Maguire Spider-Man? It's not even the same fucking Spider-Man anymore.
Isn't that weird that we already have new Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That was the fastest one, right?
It was just one and done, right?
No.
There's another one's about to come out.
The fact that we just got finished with the Tobey Maguire one, and then all of a sudden there's a new Spider-Man.
It's just a pure case of just everyone go to the third one. The third one's like, all right, we got to regroup. Yeah. People are going to have to remember, how bad that one was.
Sometimes those things are also because their rights are going to... there's this really bad Fantastic Four movie. They totally just made it because if they didn't...
they made the early...
Early. I know it's hard to say.
To renew the option.
Which is also really bad, but in
terrible,
a totally different way.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Marvel just got Daredevil back. They just sold a bunch of stuff to Netflix, a bunch of shows all based on their characters. Daredevil was owned by Fox. It made that terrible Elektra movie, made that terrible Daredevil movie. And they
it's weird that they made Elektra first, a spinoff of the Daredevil movie that came after.
It was strange. But they had to make a movie last year, or they had to start to make a movie. Otherwise, the rights reverted back. And Joe Carnahan went in and pitched.
Yeah, I saw his pitch.
You saw the pitch reel. He got turned down and he put it up.
I'm done.
Nailed it.
I gotta say,
yeah, nailed it.
I want to go out on a limb and say that was a good cash interjection.
Okay.
Well, that limb would break. All right, we're going to break for a song, and when we get back, maybe we're going to do some music news. This is the band War on Women from the album Improvised Weapons. The song is Ephemimania, and this band is actually opening up for Propaganda on their tour right now. So please enjoy. It's really good. Women, catch them on tour with Propaganda, a Dave Clock favorite. You know, it's been a while since we really delved into what was the haps in the world of music. It's time for music news.
Who let the news out?
Music.
Who let the news out?
Music.
You blew it, dude.
I did.
I
was trying, and all I could think of was the words Pope Benedict.
Are you freaking out?
Pope Benedict. Neil likes to act like I've never done any drug.
But are you?
I never took that much weed in my life.
All right.
Took weed.
Guys, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love has been teasing a whole reunion on Twitter lately. Said the team masses on Twitter, "You're in a band? I thought you won the lottery in the 90s.
Man.
Are you going to tell your Courtney Love story?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. If you want to hear it again, you can go onto iTunes and buy my record. Hello, Mr. Magic Plane Person. Hello.
Good. Or see you on Comedy Central.
Or my Comedy Central Presents. Buy it for $5.
Strip it and dip it.
And I don't see any of the money.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But it supports
our Bing Man, our home. Man. Our home.
How much do you get when somebody buys a Key and Peele on the lines?
I get nothing, but I do get occasional nude texts from Gary Mann.
Hey, all right.
Wow.
Let's bring it on. All right. Former American Idol contestant Clay Aiken is considering running for Congress. Who's got odds that he'll lose to a giant black guy calling himself the Velvet Teddy Bear?
Can we go back to the hole joke? Teasing a hole reunion.
Yeah.
I thought that's exactly where that joke was going.
Yeah. Believe me, I went through a couple different ones. I came over and tried. But there was also like, you know, teasing somebody with something that they wouldn't want.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to punch you in the face, maybe.
Yeah, it's more harassment.
Yeah.
Bullying is what it is.
Yeah.
Teasing a whole reunion.
And then lastly, Stevie Wonder is set to join Daft Punk in a performance at this year's Grammys. To be honest, though, will Stevie really be able to tell if it's actually Daft Punk? I mean, you know, like the rest of us.
Also, he's blind.
What?
Also, he's blind.
Ed, I know it seems like you just think you missed a bunch of recordings of this podcast, but you were banned.
Oh, I know.
You got banned? Incorrect?
Oh, wait. Yeah, hold on.
Oh, good. How many points do I get?
Points!
Watch At Midnight tonight. I mean, yesterday.
That's it for music news, Neil.
Dogs out.
Hey,
music. Oh, let the dogs out.
News. Oh, shit. Cocky Streets. It turns out our old friend Cocky Streets that has stopped sending us stuff for the most part, but is a self-starter, a real good hip hopper from the South. And he from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Hotlanta.
Okay, right.
And he released a video called The Real Life of Cocky Streets.
Oh.
Which starts with him.
To the real life of Cocky Streets.
Oh, I like him already.
This is him. Rolling a blunt on the hood of a car.
What kind of car?
Very street.
Can't see. It looks like a 70s Impala.
I'm going to say Cutlass. I'm going to go with an olive green Cutlass Supreme.
Ride on passing styles of these niggas, man. They talking about money and money, man. You look like a fool. I mean, like, let's be for real. Like, do something. Be somebody first before you try to beat somebody.
So he's saying that a lot of other rappers talk a big game about smoking weed.
They do
that's
that.
That's true. That's
true.
He's saying they're liars. They don't really smoke weed. He smokes weed.
I'm going to show y'all niggas how it's done, man. Sit back. Carbon liquor revenue.
Also, I love that shitty camera sound of the guy like
the
trying to
cap.
Zoom it. Like just the lens cap and the
slapping against the
yeah.
With the 365 Cocky Streets the hood. So I gave myself not near one of them names. The streets did. Appreciate it.
And then it goes into a title card saying Cocky Streets, Hood Star. The star, of course, is a dollar sign. Studio Life is what's next. Let's see what this says. John Wan and some of the from boys from North CAC down in Atlanta at John Wan's crib, 46 hours strong in the studio. Check out John Wan and Diesel Man showing off the whips with the big shoes on them. And also the fully modified Ruger Ultra Tech with a Muzi Light Bullpup conversion. A Simpson suppressor, a gun, and a Friedman's tactical laser sight is for sale. Bidding starts at $1,200. Holla!
Oh man, I think we're accessory to something there.
Yeah,
I think we should stop making fun of Cocky Streets.
Holy shit, that's a huge gun!
Yeah, I'm interested in that gun.
$1,200 cash only.
And that's a real smart bar back there. Look at that, Peter. It's a nice little bar back there. Yeah. You can have a party, make some drinks.
It's a wet bar.
And the thing is, on their TV, it looks like there's the same video It looks like it's just another time they shot themselves
also,
hanging out.
That's a TV that's so small. Like, I don't think they make them that small anymore. Like, you can't go to Best Buy and get a TV that's...
That's your example?
Like, 21-inch
like
TV.
That TV is so small. It's, like, it's smaller than it what...
commercially available TVs.
It's
don't
really,
know that.
Yo, they straight pulled that out the inventory.
Hey, where'd you get that flat screen LCD? Where'd you get that flat screen LCD? Goodwill and shit. Where'd you get that 42-inch flat screen LCD? Where'd you get? Out of the closet. Someone get real.
Very inside.
That is a national chain.
Out of the Closet is a national chain?
Yeah, look it up on your stupid computer phone.
You're homophobe.
Look it up on your homophobe.
Yeah.
It is a small TV.
Okay, now they just put the huge fucking gun on the pool table. Neil's getting so uncomfortable because he really thinks this is going to somehow get back to...
I can't see what you're watching.
No, but I'm telling you, and you're seeming really uninterested.
Jonah's describing it.
No, are you?
You just seem kind of like paranoid or something.
I'm not paranoid. You know how fucking anxiety ridden I get doing this thing. Is everyone having a good time? One person I don't care about having a good time is Adam.
Are you freaking out?
Adam's having a great time, it looks like.
Is that man wearing a wig? Or does he have like really beautiful hair?
I really want him to start playing pool with the huge gun.
Oh yeah, you got that laser sight on there. You know exactly where it's gonna go.
That's a little fucking something for y'all jack boys that's been kicking in on studios and shit. You know what I'm saying? Need a motherfucker to kick in over here, man.
I keep hearing about all he does was work, but I don't see much evidence of it.
That's true. Where are they now?
Alright. Oh yeah. About to drop.
Is this supposed to be a studio?
It is a studio. Oh, now they're outside. Oh, now it's just
it's
just black and white footage of them driving in a field.
Hell yeah, this
in a
is
field?
Tight, yes. This is cool. This video just got good.
What does it take to be Cocky Streets?
Good questions.
Sway. That's all I know.
Number one, total disdain for video camera microphone.
Turn on the closed captioning. I want to see what it thinks he's saying.
Oh. Where do you do that? Settings?
It may not be.
Warning, feature disabled, idea too racist. Interesting.
There are two comments on this. One is from Shoot Right saying, is that a Type 97? That shit is ugly AF. And then the other one is from Clara McDonald saying,
I don't need no bullpup design.
This is Clara McDonald saying, business and booking for Cocky Streets, Hood Star, and Facebook and at Cocky Streets on Twitter. Contact Clara McDonald at ymail.com.
Wow. What's crazy about this is not only is this guy delusional enough to do stuff like these video, but there's someone even more delusional enough to want to represent him.
Yeah.
I think you have what it takes, and I'm going to get your career going.
I want 15% of that.
Another reason I wanted to get off there. I want someone to be able to give that to you.
That was a good
use. It is.
All of them are.
Horn sucks, but it nailed it at the right time.
Soundboard is my art.
Push that one again.
Soundboard is my art.
All right.
That was the time I made fun of Ed and said that comedy was a hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy
is your
hobby.
Soundboard
is
my
art.
Come on, Ed. You remember, huh?
Was that when Ed got banned?
That sticks in my mind because it's one of those things like, oh, wow, that was funny, but that was so mean. I feel bad.
I'm sorry,
Ed.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, comedy cops are
Ed, are you freaking out? We're going to take a break. We're going to play a song by Friend Roulette. The song is called I Guess.
From every
Hey, all right. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. God, you devil.
Okay. Cool. That was, I guess, by Friend Roulette, submitted song. If you want to submit your band, please feel free to do that as we are taking submissions. JonahRadio@gmail.com. And if it's, don't worry, if it's really bad, which it most likely is, if it's really bad, you know, we won't play it and make fun of it. We did that once, but I was really drunk and that band was really bad. But you should know better than to send me a band that's, and like to promote that it sounds like Dave Matthews Band.
But we kind of made fun of that other band.
Which other band? They asked for it.
They did?
We didn't really make fun of it. I mean, that stuff was pretty incredible. It made me feel old.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Wait, can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
Do you keep track of the music that you really like from that you play? Because that was a good song. I liked that song.
Yeah. Yeah. When we post the podcast, we have the links and stuff like that.
No, I know. But do you personally?
It's a lot sometimes, especially with just regular releases.
Right.
But there's bands that I've gone back to and actually I've like started contact with because I like them. If I like them too, I buy their record off of Bandcamp, which I think is a great site.
I bet you'd be like a good.
It's what you should do as a listener too.
I'm okay.
For a movie or something.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
Would you ever do that?
Yeah, of course I would.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk.
No, I won't do it though.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Don't be weird.
You can give me a roll.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, maybe.
What, like a jelly roll?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Hollow roll.
Have him read the black guy's part and then just do the
always.
Last time.
That's all we ever think.
The black guy's going to be better at picking music too. It's going to be just who let the dogs out.
He's going to do that voice he did earlier, that woman voice.
Yeah.
The DMV lady.
Now you trying to tell me?
Now you make it more southern.
No, I am not. I am not making it more southern. I am not making it more southern, sir.
Sir.
Ed, just once is good enough. Ed has the soundboard because Neil feels sorry for him.
No, because you said you wanted me to not have the soundboard.
Soundboard
and I thought
is
I could
hobby,
also
dude.
Perk up his spirits.
And what did you do? You fucking shove your face into your phone.
Well, because I'm trying to get some fucking things ready for the Twitter game because I was busy all day.
That's a good idea, Neil. Twitter games! Adam, didn't you show him?
Top row.
Top row?
You're the best.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
What? You're the best. You're the best around.
You cost the show.
Hey, all right. It is time for Twitter games. When we reach out to the stupid audience that listens to Jonah Radio,
fuckers,
and make it feel like they have some sort of, you know, something to do with the show. Something to be a little bit a part of our guys.
Engagement.
Yes. Speaking of engagement, we will be in San Francisco for the San Francisco Sketch Fest at Lost Weekend Video, Saturday, February 8th at 3 p.m. Please come and support us. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Also, it'll be in February, so you know what that means.
It's not sober January.
Yeah! All right.
February.
So this is... sorry.
Ooh.
So a guy named Glenn White, two N's on Glenn. Glenn White submitted his music. He's like, it's jazz. I was like, good joke. It's jazz.
He's awesome.
A saxophonist, and it's really good.
Turn it up.
Also, I'm going to use it as the bed.
Fucking A.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Glenn White.
We got to get
thinking outside the box.
This has got to get on the soundboard, too. For like,
hell yeah.
It just
when we do it.
Does Glenn White
do
it?
No, because then I can't do like accents under the.
No.
We'll talk about this later.
So how are we sounding over the music?
Sound pretty good.
Yeah, is this good?
Yeah, that's a good level.
Okay. All right, so the Twitter game for this week was band games. Band games.
Are people on Twitter already knew about this?
Yes.
Yeah, we told them hours ago.
Great. I'm the only asshole who did.
Oh, I'm the only other asshole.
All right, well, Neil and I are both assholes.
I got four.
It's fine. If you can think of some as we're going through, feel
free.
Or if
I'll
you want
try.
To read any. Of
I'll here. Try. Riveting.
Yes. Fuck up. The Twitter game for tonight is band games. For example, Super Avett Brothers, The Last of Us 3, Crazy Taxi for Cutie, Double Dragon Force.
Double Dragon.
So This is some more. Some more. Guys.
Some more.
Can I do one?
Oh, no.
What is wrong? I was
switching from like echoey guy to
switching from what?
I don't understand what happened.
Some more. We've been doing this for like.
I thought you were going to start reading. I got
it was
one.
But I was trying to.
Simply Red Dead Redemption?
Who's Simply Red?
From Simply Red? At Darkest Fortune.
Games with bands?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Rob Zombie's Ate My Neighbors.
And one more time, Adam, do you want to do that without the extra S?
No, that's Rob Zombie's Ate My Neighbors.
Here's one from at Vaduz19. This is good because it reminds me of Frogorillas.
That's good.
Frogorillas.
At the Migdig says, Mavis Beacon teaches typo negative.
Oh. That's pretty good. At Paul Manon says, Dead Can Dance Revolution.
That's a good one. Good one. Right. At Neil Mahoney says, Dead Prez Redemption.
I want to see that video game. Oh, that should be like a skin. Like there should be a skin where you put like the guys from Dead Prez in there.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Vishnu Bore says, Tony.
Turn that down a bit. Is that a bit loud in the cans?
All right.
Just
you turned up the speaker.
Tony, Jam and Earl.
This one's better.
I don't know.
Pearl Jam and Earl.
Yeah,
that's at
know.
Craig Poth. Which is, Pearl Jam and Earl can work too because they were all about music. That on Planet Funkatron.
At Neil Mahoney says Mega Amy Man.
At Paul Man Nunn says Pac Man or Astro Man.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Good one.
At Neil Mahoney says Amy Man or Astro.
Adam, you don't have a phone anymore. Oh, you know, ever since you made fun of me. Here's one from at J Meaty Lano, DJ Jazzy Jeff Hero. Oh, but then he follows it up with playing that game is his only gig now. You know what, Chico Dusty? Go fuck yourself.
Whoa,
that's not cool to do to DJ Jazzy Jeff.
He just where did I see? Oh, I saw him in a thing
commercial, probably
Amoeba.
Oh, all right. At Vaduz19 says Battle Toadies.
Dan Byerly says House of the Dead Kennedys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
Adam, you got up on the microphone and then second guessed yourself.
He's got jump.
I started to think of like the actual band's name and it was like it wasn't working.
Yours or someone's you read?
Someone's I read.
Well, then read it because it's no stakes for you.
All right, this is from at the Migdig. Battletoads, the Wet Sprocket.
See?
Yeah. Craig Poth says ACDC RC Pro-Am.
Hey! RC Pro-Am ref.
That was a good game.
At the Human Lee says, Right Said Fred, Dead Redemption.
I like that one.
You like this one too. At Yeazer Beam says, Steppen Wolfenstein.
Okay. Another one from at the Mig Dog, Pac Manowar.
Hey!
See?
Grand Theft Auto Vice City Boy?
Fuck you, Donna.
No one's ever heard of the band City Boy.
No. At the Brandon E, Mega Man Man.
Oh.
Oh, Man Man, okay.
We get a lot of Man Man ones.
Easy. At Yazer Beam also says Q-Bert Bacharach.
Q-Bert Bacharach. Yeah. Nice.
Here's one for Neil at Paul Man Nunn. Battles, Toads. Oh,
that's Vaduz for me because I like the band. Says Collective Soul Calibur.
Okay,
from at TV's Matt B, John Legend of Zelda.
Okay. Yeah. This one is great. Style Lush says Le Tigre Woods PGA Tour.
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, you got it.
Tekken Tag Team.
I get it because there was a Tekken tag
team
game.
Back again.
Yeah,
I know. Tag Team
Tekken Tag Tournament.
Oh, I don't think I know that.
Oh. Yeah, it was
one of the Tekken series.
Oh, you know shit. Is that why they have the name in there?
Yeah.
at Neil Mahoney says, The Moldy Princess Peaches.
Hey.
It wasn't a game, probably.
At the Human League.
Video game character.
For Tetris.
Who?
At Run, Patrick says, Left for Dead Mau 5.
At Errant Peridium, Jay Zoo Tycoon.
I got one.
Oh, Zoo Tycoon.
Metroid Primus.
Hey, yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
At Yazerbeam says, Portal Yankovic.
At Neil Mahoney says, Master Donkey Kong.
At the Dan G says, Echo the Dolphin and the Bunnymen. Oh, at Tony Thaxton, Passion Pitfall Outboy. Mashup! Yeah.
At Silent underscore H says, Gears of Gwar.
Oh, nice. At the Brandon E says, Earthworm Jim Croce.
Out of all the gyms.
I don't really know how this is a game, but I still think it's funny. From at Aaron Peridium, Marilyn Manson teaches typing.
Oh, that's, they made up their own thing. At Danohead says, Altered Beastie Boys.
Oh, that's good.
Here's one for Adam from Barry Blankenship, Barry the Art Guy, Metallica Gear Solid. At Paul Rupp, Turok, Dinosaur Junior Hunter. At Almighty Kale, Spin Doctor Who. Sorry, Spin Doctor Mario. Left for Dead Milkman from Ghost Speed Racer Go.
Yeah, Dead is a really easy one to play.
Yeah. At Darkest Fortune by Toe Jam and Earl Sweatshirt.
I got no.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let the jazz rain. Okay, now step into it.
Flow Line Rider.
What?
Flow Rider.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Plus Line Rider.
What's Line Rider?
Oh, geez, you guys don't understand video games. You know, the people online are going to go crazy for that. Like,
is that one of those typing
games? No. Line Rider is like you draw lines and then you make like a little, you like, get to like surf the lines.
This is a game?
At BSG4000 says Sonic Youth the Hedgehog.
That's a good one.
At Vaduz19 says Assassin's Creed.
Ah.
And I got the last one by our very own Indoor Kids. At Indoor Kids, listen to their podcast, Emily and Kumail. Prince of Persia.
Hey!
That's your Twitter game.
They should have done the artist formerly known as Prince of Persia.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. You can let them know. Oh, and that's, wow, the jazz, the yazz goes away.
Yeah, well. Oh, there you go. Mm.
How'd that happen?
It's as if nothing ever happened after editing.
No. People are going to...
Record scratch.
Mistake. So that was a good Twitter game. We're going to break with a song... by Good Grief. This is a hardcore band out of Connecticut. This is a 49-second song. You know, I love those short songs. This is a shot in the head with the song Good Grief.
Ruby just made a cute noise.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about we got New Year stuff, your trip and everything like that.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get roll.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all right, back with Jonah Radio. So we're sitting here with Peter Tencio. Who? What did you do for your holiday trip?
I went to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico,
home of Puerto Ricans.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was New York.
Is that where the festival is from?
It originated there, yeah. They invented it.
Yeah, so what happened?
It was amazing. It was I had a type of trip that like I thought only happened to like really attractive people. it was like, "Oh, I can go out and experience stuff."
Yeah, it's really what you
see it on Reddit. You know?
Yeah, no, what it is though is it's not a tra- it's just people with money. People.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't even that. Like, right, because for New Year's, have a ton of money to do it. Like,
no,
you
but
can
the
do
thing is,
cheap.
You feel you should. It's that lifestyle.
No, but there's people. I know people who didn't have money and were like in hostels all over the world. And I was like, how are you? How do you think you're allowed to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have to sit in my hole and be sad.
Yeah. This past New Year's, me and Dee with three other couples friends of ours, so there was eight of us.
We did one of those.
And yeah, we went out to the went out to the desert and just rented a house. And I was like, I remember seeing like people doing this in the, you know, like all the rich people I knew growing up and like when I was coming up in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, just like I was like, oh, we're all gonna just get a huge place in Palm Springs and just kind of just do New Year's out there. I go, what? You must be millionaires.
You're probably spending $100.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't associate my trip with like a rich people type experience, but I definitely associated
sure you
were
my
it
bags.
With like a what? No, at one point I was staying in the shittiest like creepy place. It
like
was amazing.
The shittiest Westin that Puerto Rico had to offer.
No. Like in this island called Vieques, we were staying at this. It was an inn, but like the place when we got there. We didn't even have a room. He led us to like a patio door, like a sliding door that had a big padlock on it. That was our lock.
Yeah.
For our room. We undid the padlock and opened the patio door, and it was like kind of like a servant's kitchen that had been converted into a bedroom with like this gross appliances, and like clearly there like bugs were going to be an issue.
You should have Kumail talk to those servants.
It was like, fuck, all right, we're really doing this. We're really having like an adventure trip. It was fun. I felt like Jane Goodall.
That might be racist.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah.
That's not racist.
Whatever directs on Key and
Peele. Whoa, I wasn't saying anything about my interactions with the locals. I just meant in terms of like roughing it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they live
or living with day.
Or living white piece of shit.
No, they were... there was a lot of Key and Peele fans on the islands.
Yeah, were there?
Yeah, I actually met like locals who were like because of the internet.
And they
like,
saw you taking
Key and Peele, and I was like, really, you watch that show?
They saw you taking a picture. They're like, I'm sorry, that framing looks so familiar. Do I know you?
I've seen your work before. No, I used it to try to get in good with the local kids so that they would tell
show
me
you
where
the
weed.
Drugs. Yeah.
So happened a couple of weeks ago, the thing that happened with the Key and Peele sketch in the NFL. That must have been fucking crazy. Do you guys hear about that?
What?
Yeah, well, there was a player for the Saints called Lance Moore, and he scored a touchdown. We did a sketch this season that was like excessive celebration penalties. And Keegan
which are a real
like
thing.
Three pumps. And
what? They're a real thing in the NFL.
Yeah, real,
no, I know,
real
I know.
Penalty. Okay. And so... he scored a touchdown and he did the three pump like dance and the other player on his team played Jordan and was like a ref and like threw a flag, like threw his towel in the air as a flag on the third pump, which is like the whole joke.
That's crazy.
He can't do three pumps. And it was just crazy. It was like, that was the first time. I mean, not the first time, but it was really one of those moments of like, oh, right. People are aware that this exists. This is nothing I make with my friends.
Did Terry Bradshaw draw a dick in his mouth?
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw just sucked a dick. So.
I remember reading the comic book Lil Depressed Boy. Since now becoming friends with him, I was like, oh, of course he knows about Key and Peele. He's this, like, you know, after talking to him for, you know, a minute, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird because you make something and, like, we don't feel like a real show. You know what I mean? Like, we just make this thing and it's fun. And we feel like our feeling is always like, wow, they're still letting us do this. So it's weird to be reminded like, oh, right. It's a thing that like people are aware of and people see and people enjoy. And,
yeah.
And there's a lot of those people. And it's just, it's fun to be reminded of that. But it's strange. It's very odd.
Yeah, no, it's a real weird feeling, man, being real famous and rich like you going to Puerto Rico. We're a real family.
I saw another one on I watched this HBO documentary about these hockey teams, and they went to one of the guys' apartments, and he's watching four TVs at once, but one of them is the best of Key and Peele.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I responded with, that guy watches TV like Marty McFly Jr. Yeah.
Getting the swing of things, Ed.
Yeah. Any crazy things in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, we went to this. I was there with my girlfriend, and we went to this.
Ooh.
Ed, ooh.
Oh, God damn it.
Adam's fucking.
There it is. There it is.
I didn't know that's what he was going for.
Oh,
God, it's twisting.
Okay. That's really good dancing.
You did it at the worst time.
All right, you can kill it. There you go.
Oh, wow. Shooting back.
Wow. So we went to this bioluminescent bay, and she was really into this idea of, like, there's this water that's a closed-off bay, and it has this bacteria in it that glows when it's disturbed. So you go there at night.
Oh, and you swish around.
The water, yeah, the water glows, and it's supposed to be magical. And I'm a big Avatar fan.
You love bioluminescence.
I wanted to go to Pandora. So I was like,
you saw bioluminescence. You used bioluminescence in your movie. The Les Rives.
Yeah, yeah. This thing has bioluminescent blow.
Bioluminescent blow.
So we were like, okay, well, I'll go to this. And I didn't think, like, what is this going to be like? I didn't really think that through. I was just like, oh, touch water, water glows. That's great. So she set it up. And it turned out we went with this, like, shady kayaking company. And this guy loaded all these people into this rickety van that was
from
just
Detroit,
like,
right?
Barely, what?
The shady kayaking company from Detroit. 8 Mile. No, you guys don't.
Ed Salazar,
Ed is
killing
it.
It.
Really, I got it.
I've been gotten by the best. That's
impressive.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Impressive. Impressive.
And nipped it in the bud. That could have gone on for another minute and a half. No one would be any clearer on what the fuck he was talking about.
Oh. I think I just realized that the soundboard is like Neil's cap. Whereas if you remove it, all the second lines just spew out all onto Cash.
What? I made one joke at Cash's expense already. That's it. Right?
In the last 5 minutes or...
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, on this episode.
What are you looking at on your phone?
Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
I'm usually doing two things at once. I'm handling my business. Don't
Neil
worry about
is
me.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Are you freaking out?
I'm not freaking out at all.
You just looked like you were.
Oh. Are you freaking out?
Does it look like I'm freaking out? And does it make me look thinner?
Yes. I said a very hurtful thing.
So anyway, we went to this bay, and they drove us down this like really crazy treacherous like mountain path. At one point, the engine cut out in the Jeep, and there was this one.
Is that when the driver turned around and started trying to make out with everybody?
he was this guy named Gene, and he was like, he tried to be reassuring, but he said things that were terrifying. So he'd say things like, "Okay, everybody. I have been working a very long day, and I am supposed to have somebody else who is with me, but he's not answering his phone. But it's going to be okay. Just bear with me." And we're all like, what the fuck? And then when the engine cut out, he's like, we're like, is that normal? Does that happen? He's like, no, this has never, ever happened. But the good news is, oof, I'm the only driver who's never gotten stuck on the road. And we're like, don't fucking jinx it, man. So we get down there, and he unloads these kayaks, and they're these rickety kayaks, and I'm a big guy, and my girlfriend weighs like 120 pounds, and they
humble
put us on
brag.
The same kayak, and I'm on the back, and immediately I start sagging into the water. Like, we're immediately taking on water. So we start kayaking out there, and
is your
we're
girlfriend
like...
in the air,
she's
on the front
in
of
the
boat?
Air, but it's definitely not level,
yeah.
And like, my butt is starting to get wet in the water.
So we're like, looking like Titanic shit.
Gene, is our kayak okay? It feels a little back heavy. And he's like, no, that is not good. But we're going to be okay. Let's go. Just stay with me. And then he takes off on his kayak. And he's like, immediately, yeah, he's like a fucking motorboat. And we're just like, oh my God, this is way more work than I ever anticipated it being. I'm sitting with my legs straight out, which I'm not physically designed to be able to do.
Yeah, coming from a guy that's done a lot of that stuff, it takes a lot of strength to yak.
You've been yakking a lot? Yeah.
Yak?
How often do you yak, just out of curiosity?
I haven't yaked. And
this jumped. All of a sudden, you're scratching your nose. I don't. What yak are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I'm just scratching my nose because my nose is itchy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you talking about yakking, bro?
Why are you sniffing? Why are you sniffling?
I ain't sniffing. You see me sniffing?
You freaking out, man? Are you freaking out?
Wait, okay. Does yak mean cocaine?
No, kayak. I was trying to make kayaking, which is the dorkiest looking of all sports.
Cool by calling it.
Yeah. You yak?
Oh, I thought you meant.
And by the way, Neil, yes, it does.
I thought you were talking about throwing
out. No, I know gak does.
Yak.
But yak could. Let's make yak cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. Was that you and your friends used to call coke yeah, right?
That's yayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Fish scale.
Fish scale, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
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 If you listen to Ghostface Killer Records.
That's the only. Why wouldn't you?
Or if you know anyone from Miami, am I right?
Oh, boy.
Bienvenido a Miami.
All right. So
take
anyway,
that,
let me finish my story.
Sorry.
Let me finish my story. So Gene takes off. We start taking on more water. I start panicking. She starts panicking. We get to the kind of halfway point. This is a mile out into the bay. This is a fucking far trip.
Yeesh.
None of this I knew I was in for in this night. So we get out to this sailboat that's permanently moored. It's all rusty and overgrown and stuff. That's like the halfway point before you go into the actual like mangrove area.
Yeah.
The trees. So we get there. We're taking on water. I'm starting to like go into the water. And we're like, Gene, what do we do? And he's like, okay, you have to get out of the kayak and get on the sailboat so I can drain the kayak. So that's okay. Sure. We'll do that. So she gets out. She jumps on the sailboat. Fine. I start to get up just a little bit, immediately tip over and fall into the bioluminescent bay that you're not supposed to swim in. So, like, my thrashing is creating blue.
Oh,
so
no.
All the people are like, wow, that's really pretty. I'm like, fuck, I'm fucking in the water. And, like, I try to climb back on the kayak, and I flip over, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, what if I can't climb out of this water? Like, I'm fat. I could maybe just be stuck in the water, and what if they'll have to, like, airlift me out? I don't know.
Then you'll have glow-in-the-dark balls from all that bacteria.
Yeah, well, I was like, I'm that fat American tourist who fell in and, like, is going to have to get, like, rescued.
Represent.
So,
bioluminescence.
Oh. So, anyway.
You got to weigh in on those jokes, either yay or nay.
I know I'm...
That's what it's for.
Yeah, but apparently only me.
Really, that got a ding? Oh, man. I don't agree.
He's in the fucking apex of this story.
All right, so anyways, I'm in the bay. I finally pull myself back onto the kayak.
Jesus Christ, Sam.
He's in a bay.
He's in a what?
He's in a bay. He's like
it was nautical. It was nautical in theme. I will give him that.
All right, so...
The whole story takes place on the fucking...
I climb onto this...
I said the jokes, Ed. You weigh in on the jokes. Not the punctuation. Not every time there's an apostrophe.
Listen to the maestro.
Okay. Soundboard is my art.
Let's get back to the story. I'm really interested. You're in the water.
So anyways...
Trying to get in the sailboat.
I got back. I climbed onto the sailboat. I thought he was going to take the group away and kind of give me time to recuperate. Because that was the hardest physical activity I've done in years. And he didn't. He like kind of half-heartedly gave a little speech about what caused bioluminescence. And then he's like, all right, we have to go back. And we had to get back on that fucking kayak and go all the way back. And it was just the worst experience of my life.
Oh, he had to get
back.
Why
couldn't you ride in the sailboat back?
The sailboat is permanently anchored there. It doesn't move. It's just like a navigation point. Like, get to the sailboat, and that's like the halfway point of the tour. And that was where I went in. So, like, I was just so fucking humiliated. Like, all the people. Like, I was.
Are you going to get in that fucking shitty van all wet?
Yeah. So, I was totally sopping wet. Luckily, my glasses hadn't fallen off.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I went over, like, face first into the water. And
was the first thing you do is just hand slap your face to keep your glasses on? That's definitely what I would have done.
It was such a blur. But like, yeah, we had to go back and I just was completely humiliated. And it really like caused me to question my relationship. Because I was like, she wanted to go on this fucking bioluminescent tour, but it actually ended up bringing us closer together.
Oh, isn't that always a nice end to the story?
It ended up being this adventure that we got to experience.
Yeah.
And she didn't end up in the water. So she was happy.
Yeah.
So you were the only one getting wet that night.
Well,
he did say it made him closer.
Yeah, I mean, we had sex.
Yeah.
Yes, my line still stands.
In bay water.
Yeah. Ew.
I mean, I did everything.
More like biocommunism.
Still not a very good joke.
Commonessence. Yeah, well, you haven't said a joke all fucking podcast.
Yeah, what's going on Instagram?
I'm doing a great job. Don't worry about it.
No, you're not.
I get when this. You, I get this visual of like,
buddy, when you come down, you're gonna realize I did a great job.
When I come down from this crazy high,
are you freaking out?
Yeah, I'm freaking out right now. We're gonna stop and play a song called "Classmate" by the band The Power Pellets.
Are there cops here?
Pellets with Classmate, Old Hawaii.
You can fade those out with that little volume slider. Yeah. A little classier.
We're teaching on this week's Jonah Radio.
We are.
We're expanding.
That's a teachable moment.
Adam, what are you doing?
Taking Gooby hair off my jacket.
You fuck my cat?
Whoa.
Hey.
You fuck his
you
dog?
You fuck my cat?
That was actually what Pesci was saying to De Niro.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Ray Liotta, you mean.
Cat hair feels so good on my dick.
Hey, that was
oh, you fucked
yeah,
my wife, right?
That was right.
I thought he was doing My Clown to You, that one. How am I funny? Como soy cómico. My friend Alex Ruiz used to do that whole scene from Goodfellas in Spanish.
Oh, really?
Joke, yeah. Como soy cómico. Como soy paso. But he would do it, and then he was like an actor guy, so he wouldn't stop until you actually got uncomfortable. And everyone else would laugh, but like he'd be doing it to you, and you'd be like, okay, fine, knock it off, man.
So there's another thing I want to talk about, which is the time that Cash maced Peter Atencio.
Yay!
That was fun.
Also, I want to say that Neil asked me not to bring this story up because it would make him feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Why are you uncomfortable?
Why are you uncomfortable? Are you freaking out?
There's nothing
I'm not
to be
freaking
uncomfortable
out. But now I'm glad that I'm the lightning rod so that neither of them have to feel uncomfortable.
I don't feel uncomfortable. No, I was actually thinking about bringing it up. It's a good story.
Well, here's what I equate it to.
Also, I like the idea of like Cash thinks to himself, it's a pretty good story, the time I maced a friend.
No. Because here's the thing. I understood it. Like, that was the thing. Was like, the thing I always equated it to was Have you seen the Talented Mr. Ripley? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay, so there's this part where Matt Damon is on like a little rowboat with, Jude Law, and he like murders him. And then he immediately feels bad and immediately is like, oh, what did I do? And it's a really emotionally powerful scene.
Yeah.
And the moment where Cash did that, I've done stupid shit like that. I shot my brother in the leg with a BB gun, like a fucking hunting pellet.
Jeez.
Just in the moment of like, yeah, this would be funny. And so I knew what it was, and then I knew Cash immediately felt bad, and so I was just like, it's fine. Like, I didn't – it wasn't a thing for me.
And it did tear me up. I actually went out and bought Mace so that Peter could mace me as well.
Yeah,
you wanted
Peter Mace.
And I was like,
you –
like, yeah,
I
no, he refused. It was very nice of him, but I felt like it was like –
Did you ever offer it to me?
Well, you didn't get mace.
Well, we should tell the story.
So but he could watch you get maced by me. We could do that tonight.
You know what? You offered that at the time. You're the same person.
Hey, Neil, sober January. You can't have any mace.
No, it was Marsha's. It was Marsha's mace.
Yeah, it was Marsha's mace.
And it was dog mace, to be fair. It wasn't even human mace. So it wasn't like a full-on mace blast.
I don't know, is that worse?
No, it's not worse. Bear mace is worse.
Oh, okay.
It was bear mace.
Bear mace?
I might be dead. There's bear mace.
Yeah, and yeah.
It's what Dog the Bounty Hunter uses.
Bear mace?
Yeah.
Ooh. What do you mean? What?
I once a Hawaiian thing?
I once got indirectly maced by a hooker.
Really?
I was at a bar in Waikiki, and all of a sudden I just kind of started coughing a little bit, and all of a sudden I noticed everyone around me and in the whole bar. I guess some hookers or somebody got in a fight just outside the bar, and the mace like wafted into the bar and cleared the fucker out.
Oh shit!
Ugh. And, damn. Yeah, it was. It's funny. Yeah. Now.
I got maced. I got dog maced at one point when I was like 9.
What was her name? Nothing, Ed. It's the good bet.
Like, you can't ask for it, Neil.
Yeah, no. You're just leaning into it.
Side note, that same night, first and only time I ever got kicked out of a bar or by the bar, like the bouncer or something like that.
Because you were complaining about it?
I was too drunk. I think someone said I was puking in the bathroom or something like that. And he said, you got to go. I said, I'm already leaving.
That shit.
Nope. Went to the parking lot that I had my car in.
Oh, no.
passed out. And then the people that worked there told me how to leave. And I said, wait, I have to take my shoes off first.
From the rock and roller himself.
This is all true.
Ride their jacket, collar up. That's the way we like to fuck.
They knew I was drunk, and one of them said, I think I saw a parking stall on the street, or space. I said, thank you. Parked, went back to sleep.
It's kind of hard, isn't it?
Neil.
What?
On it. I'm saying I'm going to do a record scratch. You say something.
Oh, I didn't pick up. That's not usually my job.
Liz Cheney.
Next time.
There it is.
Liz Cheney.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Oh, one more time. Do it again. Liz Taylor.
Oh.
Oh,
sorry. That was just... an insulting patch of
who turned the crickets on?
Look at the weird joy you got. You crunched up. You looked like a sunflower having a giggle fit.
Like you just saw your daughter in a pageant.
We're having a good time tonight, folks.
Anyone make any New Year's resolutions?
Hey, we still didn't finish the story about... We got to the
whatever. Cash maced him. He got the. He felt bad. And
yeah. I mean, that was.
Did it end?
That was. Wait. What happened?
It was literally like somebody who's like, "Hey, look, mace." And
yeah, Marsha was like showing us her mace.
And I reached out and literally pressed it.
Yeah,
and
it was kind of.
Truthfully,
like...
I thought I was going to hit myself, and I thought that was going to be the joke. Was like, "Oh, that idiot maced himself." Sometimes talk goes on. And sometimes I play a character, not all of the time. But I thought that was going to happen, and it hit Peter, and I felt terrible.
I'd be quite the rivalrous fool. And make merry. To spread mirth.
Oh, man. We've all been Andy Kaufman.
Yep.
The whole time.
Oh, man.
You guys demuted.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey.
That
now.
Is cutting.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you call someone that does a kind of a poorly planned prank. Ugh, he really zamooted the prank.
And spent 5 hours describing the prank he just pulled.
One time, I was dating a girl, and she lived in a house with a few other people, and we had a people.
Fascinating.
And I got up in the morning, and I came out, and I saw her roommate. He's like, "Hey, do you know a big Russian dude named Peter?" I was like, "I know a big guy named Peter. I don't know what a Tencio is."
Not Russian.
He's all, "We got into a huge fight." I'm like, "What? What happened?" And apparently, like, you threw him against the wall.
Oh, Jared.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jared.
Don't say his last name.
I was with. No, I don't know his last name.
Okay.
Well, you did that.
What, he's, now what you're terrified
the
of
Subway
slander?
Guy?
I don't know. Who is he?
The what?
The Subway guy?
Yeah, Jared from Subway.
Remember that joke?
I kicked
4 years
his
ago?
Fucking ass. No, he was, he's with Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Jared.
Yeah, they're getting married. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I know who it is. I started the story.
Oh, that's right. Well, I forgot. I was making the connection.
I showed you my part of the movie.
I haven't thought about him in a long time. Yeah,
I
we got
you
into
my
it.
Part of the movie. Now
on
show
your 4th of July years ago, because he was being shitty to a friend of mine, and we just got into a little spat. We made up.
You did almost instantly.
I like Jared. Jared's a nice guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name's Jeans.
Yes.
He's a gene designer.
Everyone say it. Gene
design. Gene is just a tough one.
Oh, isn't she? Gene is just the
Gene,
toughest. Oh, my.
Gene
oh,
Gene's
a from what I hear, Gene is a shitty tour guide, too.
He is.
Call back to Puerto
him.
Rico.
I tipped him. Really
thank you.
Well.
What?
You're welcome.
What did you say?
I said thank you.
No, before that.
I said that. Call back to Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he gave me a ding sound, and I said thank you.
Nice.
Good recap.
We're the best.
That's something Matt Myra does sometimes.
This?
No, just saying thanks to stuff. Oh. Nothing to think about.
Oh.
That is delightful.
Yeah, I think that's it, huh?
Yeah. Ed, you're going to want to go to God Cave.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
We've had a great time. We're really glad our guest Peter Atencio is here, Ed Salazar, Adam, Cash, the whole gang.
And co-host.
Oh, no.
Say it.
Oh.
Say it.
Gay rock and roll.
New co-host. 2014.
Executive producer.
Neil, are you choking?
Say it.
Cohort Neil Mahoney.
Hey!
I'm
not your cohort.
Wait, we're done recording, right?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Are we done?
No.
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 Either way.
You think the drop determines when the sound ends?
So anyway, we've had a lot of fun. Turn down a little bit more. A little bit more.
Yeah. Work that fader.
More.
Work that
more.
Fader like it's
right,
a tinder
really?
Swipe.
Okay, now, like, and now turn it on, put it on the couch, and then walk out. if you liked any of the bands you heard on the show, Kiss not included, feel free to go to the Nerdist.com post of the show. We have all the links to the bands. Go and buy their stuff. See when they're playing live. Buy their shirts. I want to thank Cash Hartzell, Neil Mahoney.
Come see us in February at San Francisco Sketch Festival.
February 8th, San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Unsober February.
We're going to be there 3 p.m. at Lost Weekend Video.
Yeah.
And also, we're in the Stitcher Awards. Go Stitcher and vote for us.
Yeah.
It would be really funny if we won. Think about that. Don't vote for us because we're the best, because we're not. Vote for us because it would be really funny if we won.
It would be funny.
Yeah. Who are we against? Anyone?
Probably like All Songs Considered from KCRW. Yeah.
I will say this. If we win, someone will get a tattoo.
Please. Please tell your friends to vote. Ironic votes. I mean,
they count.
They count.
Yeah.
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 That's why the
ironic stuff is just real with the time.
That's why the Sound of Music. Did you the thing they did on TV?
Ratings hit.
If we win, I'll get the tattoo.
Oh, Jonah
Radio.
All right. Tattoo of what?
Jonah Radio?
Really?
Wow.
I don't know. I take it back. I'm not sure yet.
We'll get Santa to work somehow.
Let's wait until we win, and then I'll make it.
I'll get a show friends tattoo.
Hell yeah.
So follow the show. Tell your friends. Tell your friends' bands. And go buy shirts at bluecollardistro.com.
Yeah.
We apologize.
Neil DeShirt's coming soon.
Neil DeShirt's coming soon. We apologize for the first episode. Whoops. The opening song was by our good friend Dana Lechtenberg and his friend. I don't remember his name.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Thanks so much. Good night and good luck. We are going to end the show. You know, I didn't even think of this. I thought I had one more track all queued up.
I bet you do.
I bet I got something on my sleeve. You remember a song? No.
Can I plug something while you're doing
it? Oh, yeah, Peter.
I have a spoken word album coming out. To Amazon.
What's the label on?
Amazon exclusive?
It's self-published.
Self-published.
What's it about?
Just my thoughts.
It's kind of
like a public diary. Yeah, it's coming out in middle of February.
It's like your secret public explains it all.
You could call it my secret public diary.
No, I was going to call it your secret public explains it all.
Well, Perbigli is not the only one who can do a secret public.
This is the Bananas with Feel Good Hit of the Summer off their CD compilation, The First 10 Years.
Obviously.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.